Good morning. I'm George Preston with Action Coach. On today's Talk of the Town, I'm delighted to be speaking with Candace May Gruber, local business owner and CEO of Candace May Training and Services, as well as a thought leader and public speaker. She is focusing on the power and significance of personal awareness and leading with emotional intelligence. Her services include consulting and organizational operational analysis, organizational leadership with an emphasis on communication, attitude, coaching, trust, workplace safety, anti-bullying, and leadership development. Candace, that's quite a bit. But not only that, she's a mother of three grown children and three grandchildren, and a very active member of our community, including the City of Murrieta, the Professional Women Roundtable, and she's on the board for Central Point Integrated Services, a mental health and wellness organization here in Southwest Riverside County. Welcome, Candace May.
Thank you, George. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for your invitation. Yes.
Oh, we're delighted to have you. So that was quite a mouthful about all your services. Tell us a little bit more about that and how you help your clients.
Well, organizational leadership, obviously, is my focus, people management, and I just have a love for people, and so it's important to add value to people. I have also some operational analysis work, that consulting work that I offer, because I have over 20 years in IT and working with project management, and again, that's all focused around people and driving people and getting them motivated and holding them accountable, even if you don't have a direct leadership pressure on them, that it's important to lead people, and you lead them through your heart, and you lead out of who you are, not out of a positional position. So there's bullying in offices, there's different things going on, and I think it's important that people know the difference between management versus leadership, and the power of really developing high performance teams. And all of it comes down to starting with the individual. Each individual has to do their work. They have to grow in their emotional intelligence, their self-awareness. And that's my passion, because it's so powerful when people come into their own power and they see how much they can do and how they can connect with other people genuinely and authentically and get those connections going. The team gets better, the morale goes better, everything in the company rises, the quality of work, the sales, everything ends up coming up when you end up doing the individual work.
Very, very true. And I can't agree more with your point about leadership, especially during this economic crisis, in this crazy time, we've seen such a need for leaders emerging. How has this whole crisis impacted your business and your clients' businesses?
That's a really good question, George. I've always offered virtual trainings and virtual coaching. So for me, it hasn't had a huge impact in how I do my business. I do one-on-ones. I go out and do group trainings in person. But I have offered them and done them through across states and various things over the internet. So I haven't had to shift too much in that regard, but my clients have. I've had clients who've had to lay off 90% of their staff, which is really heartbreaking for them. And then, you know, trying to carry on and figure out how to shift their businesses. And we've seen it in restaurants. We've seen it in product organizations having to shift the product line that they carry into more COVID-related safety hazard topics, floor mats and masks and all of those things. There's been a lot of shifts. There's been a lot of shifts with my clients, but not necessarily me. I had a couple clients, one in specifically, who wanted to drop off during the COVID crisis and hold off on their coaching, which was on speaking, because she wanted to wait to get out there in public. But then I explained to her a little while. We took a few weeks off so she could have some downtime. And then we talked about, let's kick in now, because this is a prime time for you to really practice and hone your skills and work through any emotional things that are going on right now. So when we're back out there open for business, you're raring to go, right? So take advantage of this time.
Very good point. So you said you're still doing some in-person things. Are you taking precautions to help your staff and your clients stay safe?
I'm open to doing in-person. I've been asked to do an in-person one. I have a face mask, a clear one. I will be wearing a mask, but I wanted to do the shield and see if that is better so that they can actually see my face, but yet there's still the protection. I think that's good. And then, you know, obviously hand sanitization constantly, right?
Of course.
So staggering the seating.
Oh, that's a good point too. One of the things that I know with the constant bombardment of negative information, all of us can kind of go through a period and start to feel down. How do you cope with that? What do you do when you feel down?
That's really important right now. There's so many people who are suffering, and mental health crisis has risen. Domestic violence has risen. So thank you for asking that question. For me, I start my day every morning with prayer and meditation, because for me, it's easy to wake up, and a lot of people grab their cell phone first thing in the morning and they check their social sites. And then your mind gets trapped right back into that routine and goes right into whatever patterns that your brain has already been set on. So I really have tried hard to reprogram my mind, to remove any old patterns and false beliefs that have been holding me back, so that I can break free and set new patterns of the ideal Candace May that I want to live out the rest of my life, growing constantly every day. So I spend time every morning in meditation, thinking about my ideal self and who I am, and just quieting my mind so that I can hear from the Lord. And then I go into prayer, and I work with positive things. I have a participate in a prayer war room at 7 a.m. every morning. So if anybody has prayers, email me. I'm happy to put you on our list in our community of prayer, so you'll be covered. But yeah, it's important. That's how I handle it. And if during the day something comes up and I get a little overwhelmed, I take a few minutes and I drop back into what I call horror space or home space. And I kind of meditate so that I'm embodying those fears and kind of resolve them into a more powerful, positive vibration.
Yeah, very interesting points. I absolutely agree that positive mental mindset is such an important part of every single day. Speaking of some of the baggage that sometimes we carry around in our heads, where did you start your career? What was your day job before you got started in the position you're in now?
The very last job I did prior to opening my own business was 22 years in information technology, working as a manager over enterprise systems, project integrations, re-engineering processes, contingency and disaster recovery planning, all of those things, and working with people, doing training, reporting, overseeing the teams and making all of those things happen in the consulting. And then I pursued above and beyond that. So I worked in the corporate world as well as in higher education. And I also did a lot of training with IT because, again, I value people and wanting to add value to people. So working University of California, Riverside last, I was very active in the operational excellence program that we did. I was one of the founding trainers there with the HR department, going through rigid certifications so I could train the campus, across the campus, in new ways of excellence and so forth. It was very fun and I really enjoyed it. And it was great to see the impact that was happening with the campus.
That's very cool. But I'm interested then, moving into an entrepreneurial role like this, what convinced you to take that step?
Oh, well, I've always wanted to have my own business, all the way back when I was in my 20s. My bachelor's is from University of California Baptist University. And while I was there, I got my business administration degree with an emphasis in accounting and finance. And then I was the founding of the Entrepreneurial Club. And I'm so excited to know that it still is active today on campus. And because I got my degree back in 93 there. So that's kind of like a legacy. I'm thrilled with that. So I always wanted to have my own business, and I always pursue education. I have a passion for personal development. So over the years, I've attended Stephen Covey, Henry Cloud, John Townsend's Ultimate Leadership things. Zig Ziglar. I was very active in all of these things, and obviously John Maxwell, because that's the core of the curriculum I use for developing teams and corporate leadership development. So I knew this is what I wanted to do, but I wanted to wait until I retired from my corporate job, right? And then, so when that came around, I decided now's the time. If not now, when? I need to do it while I'm still young enough and healthy enough to really make the impact that I would like to make in the world. So it's always been in my plan. It was just a matter of timing. And so I've done a lot of professional development and work with this in mind as my ultimate career.
That's terrific. So it sounds like it was a completely natural progression. And so what is it that makes your business unique for your clients?
What I like to say that makes it unique is I like to take all four elements of the physical intelligence, the emotional intelligence, intellectual, educational, and the spiritual side, and combine them all together. So it's a very holistic approach to growth and in developing business, right? So it's more organically defined and really rich in ripples into all areas of your life. So when I'm working, especially in the coaching side, if I'm doing workshops, that's one thing. But if I'm actually layering the coaching on top of the training, which we know when we layer coaching on top of training, it increases retention rates by 80%. So the coaching goes deep. We go into every aspect of your life is open for conversation, as they're all very confidential. And my clients see effects that improve their family life with their spouses and their children, as well as their businesses and their clients and the community at large. So it feels like to me we're changing the world one person at a time.
That's very inspirational, Candace May. What else do you have to share with our viewers today?
Well, I'm really excited. I have a new service that I'm offering. It's called Art of Feminine Presence. It was founded work by Rachel Jane Groover. And it initially started out aimed specifically for women, and men can be involved in it as well. But it's really about empowering your energies into your body and training your body to feel safe. There's a lot of anxiety in the world. A lot of people have those racing of their mind and things happening all the time, the self-talk that goes on. And these are like 44 practices that teach you how to really calm your mind, calm your body, have more confidence, more magnetic presence, and be able to really be heard and seen, which is powerful, right?
For sure.
Yeah. Super excited about that. I also took the time during COVID to write my first book. I'm super excited about that.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I think it's going to be some of my signature work. I was in a writing retreat with one of the mentoring programs I'm in, and we had a full-blown week of writing, and we really just invited the Lord through us to work and kind of help us write. I didn't know when I started out what it was going to turn out like, and as it was going through, it was very powerful lessons of life and things that I've learned along the way, filled with lots of stories, lots of really deep lessons. And I'd like to have some questions at the end of chapter so people could actually use it with workshops and book studies and things. It's I'm so excited about the material. Yeah. It's in editing right now, so soon to come.
We will look forward to that. That sounds like a great thing. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Now, for people that want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Well, my website is CandaceMay.com, and that's Candace with an A, C-A-N-D-A-C-E, and the middle name is May, M-A-E.com, because it's Candace May Training and Services, so that's easy to find me. On Facebook, it's Candace May Training, and on there, you'll find my phone number, my email, all of that information, Candace at Candace May. Can't get any easier than that, right?
Right.
So that's how you can reach me. And I have a new website coming out. So if you check it out today, check it out again maybe in August and see how nice it looks.
That's terrific. Candace, thank you so very much for being with us today. I'm sure the viewers will love to get in touch with you. We'll also have your contact information coming up next. Have a great day.
I really appreciate you, George. Thanks so much. Bye, everyone.
Bye now.